can't sit with us. Many of you may be familiar with this reference from Mean Girls. This is what I thought about after reading James chapter 2. In this chapter, we learn that we should not be partial in our faith. If the dork comes to your table, you should treat them with equal respect as you would a cool kid. If you start to treat others unfairly, then you become judges with evil thoughts. You start thinking, well, she's pretty, but that girl's ugly. We may even extend that judgment onto ourselves and believe evil thoughts about our own self, like we aren't good enough, we aren't worth it. These are evil thoughts. Lies. The law states you should love your neighbor as yourself. If you do this, then you will have no problem. You would not say mean things about others because you love them. You would not condemn yourself because you love who you are. You cannot be judgy because you cannot pick and choose from the Bible. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do one and not the other, you are still considered a transgressor. These may seem like extreme cases, but it goes for anything. If you love your husband, you would not cheat on him. If you love your classmate, you would not bully them. If you love your elders, then you will be respectful and obedient to them. Faith without works is dead. If you have true faith, then as you mature as a Christian, you will produce good works. You will act in faith. You will be more giving because you have faith that things of this world do not matter. You can do good works and not have faith, but it will not get you anywhere. Faith brings a person to salvation, and works bring a person to faithfulness. Thank you.